Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I think we're like a live organism that keeps moving with the community. And it's definitely core. I don't know if it's even like in terms of value, it's like who we, I don't know, it's who we are.
All right, we're recording. Let's do this. Why don't we start with you, Mark? Who are you? Where are you? What are you?
I'm in my home office in Scotland. I'm the owner of Wooden Banana. We make boxes, and I'm also a photographer as well. So I'm going to speak from two perspectives, as a photographer and as a small business owner that deals with weddings.
Love it. Love the Polish Scottish accent. Sounds good. Sounds good.
And then I was trying to do an American one, but obviously it didn't work.
And then on the other screen here, we have a different duo. Could you maybe introduce yourselves?
Okay, so I'm Nirit. I'm bringing the Hebrew accent to the table. So I'm the founder of PickTime, and here with me is Amir. He's also the founder of PickTime. So we both founded PickTime, and this is mainly what we do. I am a photographer, but I'm like focusing only on PickTime these days. I mean, in the last 4 years. So that's it.
Perfect. So a couple small business owners around the table chit-chatting about what's going on in the state of things as we're recording this at near the end of March 2020, kind of in the heart of the apocalypse. And I think a lot of wedding photographers and filmmakers listen to this podcast, or I hope they do, and probably are, you know, rightfully thinking about their own business right now because it's tough times for sure. But on the other side of the coin, there are small businesses who work within the wedding industry who I think it's interesting to hear what's happening on their side as well. So maybe Nirit, you can start by painting a picture for us about what's happening with PickTime and how you've adapted to such a quickly changing environment for your business.
So from the change of environment, working environment, for us, luckily, it's not a big change because we were working remote from day one. So PickTime is working remote for a few years. We have people around the world. And also here in Israel, we just come to the office once a week. So we just had to give once a week travel to the office. Basically, we are used to work from home. So from that perspective, there's not a big change for us. The big change is, of course, we are in an industry where our customers have a major hit on their business. So it's inflicting on us. And for us, the impact is managing this, that the customers are starting to lose their income. And we have this fixed running rate of cloud services and employees. So this is an interesting challenge from that perspective.
Mark actually kind of gave me the idea to go to your Facebook group for the PickTime community. He said there's lots of action in there. So I kind of scrolled through and I noticed, I mean, I'm not too sure if all small businesses are experiencing this right now, but I noticed it felt like you needed to be like on there 24/7 because people are quickly trying to figure it out. How do I like resell something or change how I interact with my client? So like, how has that been for you needing to be so on it right now in kind of the heart of the storm, I guess you could say?
We are on this group every day. The topic changes a little bit. I have to say that in lots of respect, people become a little bit softer. They now have a little bit more time maybe, and they're starting to, they're taking the time now. We're still in the phase where people are starting to plan on how to improve their business on after the apocalypse. A lot of discussions are even became more interesting, I think, in the group these days.
What about your own conversations? I mean, you're obviously partners, but you're business partners as well. Like, how's it been for you personally, fielding all these abrupt changes? I mean, can you not talk about this at home for 5 minutes, or is this just an ongoing thing?
No, it's definitely ongoing. It's been going from the beginning. I mean, we immediately thought about how it will impact our industry and what are the steps that we can take to adjust to this situation. And I think that from day one, we started talking, okay, what are we going to change with payments? Like, what can we do about it? Because we really wanted to find a way to adjust to it, to, you know, you can't, I mean, in our perspective, we couldn't continue as business as usual. It just couldn't continue this way. So it took us a week to decide how are we going to approach it in terms of payment. And we got to this payment slowdown. It was Amir's idea. And we announced it, and it's already in action. So, and apart from this, like, we're always talking about work when we're going to, like, the walk in the sea, and when we're eating dinner, and like, work is always there. So yeah, this crisis is definitely there as well.
And Mark, with Wooden Banana, you have a physical product. And so I guess like the production pipeline would be kind of like the biggest thing that's affected you right now. Or what's going on over in the world of Wooden Banana?
Well, it depends in what way. Like, usually what we do, like in the winter, we always prepare for the season. So in regards of production, we're pretty like okay just now, even if we have to kind of slow down manufacturing just now. But we have a stock of a few thousand boxes at this time of the year anyway. So even if we're going to be forced by the rules to completely close the manufacturing, our logistics and, I don't know, admin offices are run from basically my home and the other admin's home. So we'll be fine from that point of view. You know, like sales-wise, obviously, this is the time when most of our clients used to kind of, you know, buy boxes for this year's weddings. And obviously, because no one's shooting just now, our sales dramatically basically dropped to nearly nothing at the moment. So yeah, but you know, we're just hoping it's going to be fine in few months, and everything's going to go back to normal.
So Mark, when you see a company like PickTime, who's like I've noticed PickTime as well, because they've made some like clear actionable changes with their pricing and how they're kind of like working with the community. When you, Mark, see another business in our industry do something like that, has that made you change your process at all?
Well, I guess from our point of view, it wouldn't change much because, you know, we're selling product that not many people need at the moment, but I'm pretty sure so everyone's sort of kind of uncertain about the future. So no one's going to invest in 20 boxes at this time of the year. And we obviously understand that. So like doing any kind of discounts or anything like that, I don't think it would help anyone. So what we're trying to focus on just now is maybe creating a content for people to, I don't know, like creating a podcast or maybe our next idea is we're going to offer like free samples to people just so they have something to shoot or I don't know, just to see our products. So things like that. But we at the moment we're not planning any big discounts or anything like that, not because we don't want to, it's just we think it's not necessarily like no one needs it at the moment from our point of view because no one needs boxes.
Amir, you guys at PickTime have been amazing throughout like our time working together with community building. Like, first and foremost, that's kind of what I think of when I think of PickTime. You also have a great product, but it's community building that you've really excelled at. What are you doing right now to kind of like emphasize that as part of an integral part of your brand even more right now?
I think it's a very fine line. And I think on the video that we did, we tried to convey it. And it's really something that's inside us. So part of what we do is part of the community aspect that you talk about is one of the pillars that there, one of the core values that we have in the company. It's very important to us. So anything we did was also a part of it, but also as a part of a business that's trying to plan how to pass this the apocalypse days, not a few days, and this apocalypse time, and be able to keep on running after that. So it was a mix. It was a mix of these two things.
Yeah, I want to add something because our Facebook group is very active. We get a lot of comments and discussions about about the situation, and we get ideas from community, and we change, like, we had a plan for how the product is going to develop. We do a lot of updates in peak time, so we change things because of community, like the gift card. This is something we're adding this week. This is what it was not planned to happen. The feature of the online subscription for a client to pay, this was something that was planned for later, and we changed it. So I think we're like a live organism that keeps moving with the community. And it's definitely core. I don't know if it's even like in terms of value, it's like who we, I don't know, it's who we are.
When you're making these quick changes and you look at your business almost like an organism, like you said there, like on the other side of it, though, are human beings running the company. And I wonder if photographers kind of look at it that way. The question I guess I'm trying to ask is, like, have you felt any resistance or negativity coming your way from people who are like thinking so much about themselves? Like, I need my problems addressed now and you're not doing it. Like, has there been any kind of hostility or negativity that you've had to feel that have made you be like, what's wrong with these people?
It always exists. We have now a big community, so you always have everything. But I think it's really small amount of people. The general, even now when we did the changes, we got so many emails and chats to the support people saying, I want to opt out of your discount, which was very heartwarming. Yeah, I don't know the word in English. It was very touching. I mean, a lot of photographers. So it is there is a strong connection. We're getting a lot from the community. There are sometimes also bad things we get. Also, sometimes this hostility is sometimes coming from a person that wants to do something for the business. He needs to do it and he can't do it. And this frustration comes in a bad form sometimes. Sometimes it's really people are like, you know, getting out of line. But this is really, really small portion of the cases.
What have you noticed, Mark? Like, has Wooden Banana encountered anything along those lines?
Not really. I guess we kind of the same as Nirit and Amir. Like, we kind of build like a strong community, so most of people know us. But I think in general, and you know, Michael kind of talked about it in his podcast, it's the time when we kind of we have to look at the whole wedding bubble as one group of people, and we should really support ourselves. And you know, when I'm running a photography business, when I'm running Wooden Banana, I always try to look at the stuff from both perspectives. So it's not just that the companies should support, like, you know, photographers or clients just now. I think it's also clients' responsibility to support the companies they work with. And it's not just in our industry, actually, now every industry, because, you know, not every company has thousands of employees and build big back in and a lot of money and they be able to survive it. But there are small companies that they need, you know, there's someone behind that company who also has bills to pay. So we have to look about it from that point of view as well, because it's easy just to demand things, demand different stuff, but you also have to look at it from the other side. That's even like I'm speaking as a photographer just now. Obviously, a lot of us get like weddings postponed just now or wedding cancels, and it's so easy to stick to the contract and demand, okay, every couple needs to pay me because their contract says they have to pay me if the wedding was like within the next six months. But the way I look at it is like, but what if that person lost their job and they don't have money to pay? And, you know, we kind of need to judge, okay, if I'm shooting 50 weddings and I'll have to refund the amount of, like, the full amount of the full payment for one couple, it's not going to destroy my business. But it might help this couple a lot because they might be, I don't know, they might be without a job or something like that. So, yeah, I think it's time to kind of, you know, for like a very human approach to any business you run.
I guess that human approach is kind of what you're experiencing with PickTime, Nurit, with people, you know, asking for cancellations, you know, their subscriptions and whatnot, and you showing that flexibility.
Yeah, and we're very open with it. I think that I think we said it in the group, anyone can choose his way. People can, you know, stop the service, but there's the option of the slow payment. And I think that we had a call with all our workers. It was a week ago when we decided on this move. I mean, to be able to sustain it, we needed to get the payment, the cost down. And so we took a cut of the payments for everyone in the company. And it was a very, like, a hard conversation, but I think that in the end, we got all this, like, not just support, but all the employees, like, are with us on this. And it was, I mean, it's like bad news, but it was also very warming and very, like, powerful to see everyone together getting behind us with this move.
On that decision that you made, like, I noticed that as well, and you were so open about it. Like, well, you're open about all the steps you took and all the changes you've been making, but that one jumped off the page about how you were just open about your employees taking a pay cut, basically. I'm curious, how did you, like, decide to be so open about that? Because, like, I don't know. I mean, that's veering into some, like, interesting personal, you know, internal business decisions that I was surprised you were so open with it. So I'm curious, like, why were you so open with it? And how did you come to that decision?
I think that when we're working on the online world, there's, in every conversation, you know, when you're thinking about something, there's you have internally processing a lot of things. When you're speaking to somebody else, there is some kind of a wall, right? Not everything is being conveyed. And when you're going up with an online conversation, it's even further. You have additional walls. And sometimes people do not notice it. There's, like, there's things you won't write in an email, but you'll say in front of a person, right? So the message does not pass the same way. And I think it was very important for us that people will understand what we're facing. It goes back to your first, I don't know if the first, one of your first questions about how people look at us. They look at us as like a big corporate or as people behind people like them that are trying to maintain the business. So I think this was the part of it. I have to say that we didn't give it that much thought. It was very clear to us that we're doing that. And after that, we got a few questions like you, and we said, maybe it was very clear for us that we're doing that.
I think that I wanted to be really grateful for the team for making this effort with us. And I just felt they need to be part of this announcement because they are part of when we say, like, everyone I get from the bank, we're in this together. I mean, you, like, for us, it was really, it wasn't just a statement. It was something that the whole company wasn't infected by it. So I think I didn't think a bit of it, like Amir said, it was very natural, and I wanted to kind of be grateful for the team about it.
Yeah. Mark, over on your side of things, we'll get to you in a sec, Mark, actually. Okay. Amir, you had something you want to jump in there with.
Yeah, I think that in a lot of cases, it was a decision, and I think we're in a phase we're starting to change it. At the beginning, we had kind of a firewall. We decided that we're kind of a firewall for the employees. So me and Irit were a lot in the group and a lot in the face, and we tried to keep the team working in a more quiet manner, because as a business that's open 24/7, there's a lot of things coming from the outside, from the customers all the time. And in this case, it wasn't a lot of thinking. I think it wasn't a discussion. It just went out, but I think it comes from that. it was something that it wasn't right for us to hide, because it was an enormous and a generous thing that also the employees and they enabled us to do this type of payment cut or slowdown.
So what to transition from what you're saying over to Mark, what I'm hearing from the team at PickTime is like full transparency, like, uh-huh. And that's amazing. And I'm not saying that Wooden Banana isn't being transparent, because you just do things different, but I'm curious, have you like considered what's happening now with Wooden Banana as some sort of an opportunity to let people kind of peek behind the scenes a little bit with how you run the business? Because where PickTime is saying that, you know, it's full transparency, has Wooden Banana kind of thought about treating your small business a little bit different and letting people in behind the scenes a little bit?
Yeah, I guess it was slightly different. Well, I obviously don't know exactly how like PickTime is run, but from our perspective, it's like a main kind of like we only employ a few people directly, which is like our admin staff and maybe some marketing people. But the rest of people who work for Wooden Banana, they technically not employed by us. We're using a subcontractor, although that subcontractor is only manufacturing boxes for us. He doesn't do anything else. So from that point of view, when I'm thinking about what the next, let's say, 6 months or the next 12 months will be, I'm actually more worried about my subcontractor and his business than I'm worried about my own business, because our like overheads and everything, they're not as dramatic as theirs. So we kind of like, if I'll have to kind of come up with some, I don't know, rescue package, you'll have to be more for to keep his employees happy, which are in a way our employees as well. So we have like conversations daily, and obviously it's kind of strange, because when I'm looking out the window, it doesn't actually, like, nothing feels different apart from when I'm looking at on my computer. And, you know, so it's still hard to grasp the situation. So I guess, you know, we decided that, you know, there are two ways to come out from this. We can either, like, start to panic and just do nothing, or maybe we can kind of start to think about the future and maybe introduce, like, different products and stuff like that to you know, then when this crisis will eventually be over, we're going to be more prepared, and we have something to offer to photographers that will be able to help them with, you know, with rebuilding the business as well.
Well, I can't do this podcast without talking about hockey. So I'm just going to slide in. There's a Canadian company called Bauer, and they make helmets and protective equipment for hockey players. And recently they completely changed what they're making, and they're making like full face shields for medical workers, a total pivot from what they normally do. And obviously this is an extreme example, but Mark, have you thought about maybe pivoting into something totally different with what you're offering based on what's happened recently?
Yeah, maybe not something completely different, I guess, you know, because in a way that's, it might sound bad, but this time it can also be used as an opportunity. So let's say if we have like projects we've been thinking about for years, we never had time to kind of, you know, push them because there was always something else to do. So that's what we're working on. Our aim for the last 2 years was always to give photographers and our clients, you know, the tools to you know, to make packaging even more personal than we do now. And that's what we're doing just now. I don't want to go into details, but, you know, obviously, like, at the moment, like, we don't just do boxes. We want people to have tools to send their clients something else, something, I don't know, a box full of chocolates or something like that. So that's what we're working on just now. And one, there are two reasons for it, or maybe like three reasons. Like, one, obviously, we need something to do. We need our manufacturer to have something to do. So we're basically creating a different product he can be working on just now. But also, I think, in general, like, the world is changing. It was changing even before like this crisis, and I think social media and SEO was kind of losing its importance, and I think the personal approach to every client is getting more and more important, and that's why we're trying to create something that our clients can use to work on that customer service.
And Narit, over on your side of things, just to kind of wind things down, has what's happened, like, it sounds like you guys have had your hands full, so maybe you haven't had any time to even think about this, but in the short term, has anything come to mind that would kind of change your product or service based on the recent experiences you've had?
No, I think that we're keeping the same direction. I think that we're in a very big pause right now, but when things get back, I'm not sure that there will be very different in terms of client and photographer communication and print like the printing option in the store. So I think our core product is the same. We're adding, as I said, features to adjust to the situation. But we keep on working. We have like the new apps coming. We have a very exciting new product that is coming in a few weeks. It was meant for this time. I was about to, like, my plan, you see my papers here. My plan was to announce it in way up north, actually. But So we'll announce it. Like, well, everything is toned down. In every copy that I go through right now, I'm telling them, get the exclamation marks. I don't want like things to be too wow, like, because they're not right now. So we keep on doing the same, and we'll bring new things very soon, but just like in a low tone, softer tone. Yeah, we're tuning down the tone, but we keep on working, because yeah, we just work normally. And I think we have an opportunity that a lot of people are like, have time, and they're free to kind of, you know, learn and just like refine their workflow.
Well, Amir, one question for you, just to kind of spin off what Narit said there. Like, it is a weird time to be marketing, or, you know, trying to push sales. At the same time, what you are offering for photographers can help them at this time, because presumably they will have a little bit extra time to kind of hone their craft and what they sell to clients. So how are you like balancing, you know, brand building and community building versus these exciting things that you want to be selling to photographers at this moment?
Yeah. So it is challenging. This is actually more to Nirit, but I'll tell you that during also the discussion with employees, they came with all kinds of ideas. And one of the things was, okay, so let's say we can do migrations now. Let's make migrations with a bigger discount. No, and we said, no, we're not. It's not a promotion what we're doing. We're mainly aiming to our existing customers to try to go through this El Nino thing. It's not something that we're trying to push. New product is something else, and we will announce them, like Nirit says, but we will not. We planned it to be like a party. It's come with the big time birthday, and this was the pivot marketing event for us for the year. And we will do it this way. We will still launch it. We will tell about it. But we understand that now there are more important things going on in people's mind.
And Mark, I guess what Amir just said there kind of made me think, like, it's less expensive to retain clients than find new ones. Yes. So how have you been kind of like working with your current clients or, you know, customer base?
Well, I guess we're kind of the same. I think it would be wrong to do like any like really, you know, aggressive, marketing, campaigns now. So yeah, so I guess we just working behind the scenes more than we're doing anything that people can see. Even last, I think we haven't posted anything on Instagram for the last week, but, yeah, so we have some plans, but I don't want to talk about it just now as well.
Guys are all full of mystery.
Actually, Way Up North was our, we kind of wanted to launch a few products at Way Up North just now. But I guess, even like, in a way, I think just kind of pretending business is as usual, business as normal, it's because I think it gets to the point when people want to see something that seems like, you know, there's nothing wrong. Everyone's kind of starting to be fed up with bad news being all over internet and all over, news channels. So we just, we came up with like some even like silly things, like, posting jokes on our Insta stories or posting things to, you can make a banana bread or something like that. Just, you know, just maybe like even for a few seconds to get people, you know, to think about something else.
Yeah, Flower is having a moment right now on Instagram, it seems. Everyone's baking at home.
I just posted a post with flowers, but it was on my feed, yeah. But this is like, Mark, what you said, it's so you. It's your personality. You always bring something very, you know, you're a party of Wooden Banana. You always bring that, you know, juicy part and fun part, and I think it's lovely. I think that we just added like a resources of like free education. We're doing now something for recommended posts, podcast. So yeah, just like fun things a little bit.
Well, listen, you three, I don't want to take up too much more of your time, but thank you for coming on and kind of chit-chatting. I don't know, like you three are pretty open people. I mean, in our industry, you're all very accessible people. So maybe people have already been talking to you, but for those of you who use your services at Wooden Banana or Pick Time, I hope that they listen to this and just kind of like peeked behind the curtain a little bit to what your thinking is as you wade through these fun times.
Yes, so let's just hope it's going to be over soon.
Let's just meet in October in way up north and all celebrate, you know.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
I kind of wish we could just skip forward to that, but
yeah,
there's work to be done. Yeah. For everyone, I guess.
And I think that, you know, for now, I had a few panic days in the beginning, but right now I'm in a point where, you know, there's nothing we can do about it right now. We just need to stay home and all of this and all the hygiene and everything, but there's nothing we can do. And I think that accepting things as they are is just, you know, this is the only thing that we can do.
Yeah, I had a panic day as well when our nursery sent us email they're going to be closed, and I thought I'm gonna have to do babysitting by myself five times a week. But then my wife's had an email from her job, and they said the office is closed, and I thought everything's going to be fine.
I'm waiting for my panic moment to come. I don't know what's going on here in Sweden, but it feels very normal at the moment. So my panic is maybe a week behind yours or something. All right. Well, that's a perfect time to end this. And thank you so much once again for chatting.
Thanks
so much. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.